is this Around the Nation on Triple M? Just polite applause this morning. Richard Gore, myself, Tony Martin. Is that what I've got? No, I've got some kind of lurgy. I haven't missed a show yet, so damn it, I'm here. I don't know how much I can say, but I'll be speaking nonetheless. So.
That's, that polite applause was so Sheffield Shield.
It certainly was.
Joe Angel, just taking 3 for 86.
Who is that?
Teaming in.
A lot of interest in your Sheffield Shield challenge. We'll be talking about that later. Hey, I had to go and see a doctor on the weekend.
Do I sound different?
That sort of sounds slightly weird, don't I?
Just wearing a leather jacket.
Okay. Bringing fashion to the studio. That's what we're doing later, too. Because it's always fashion week here at Triple M.
You know it.
Isn't it?
Man.
It certainly will be.
See the shirt Richard's wearing.
Well, for the past 9 years.
It's as if in 1986, you bought a Penguin shirt and thought, geez, these last pretty well.
Yeah.
And then it's just, it was started out navy blue, and through years and years of washing, it's sort of been degraded into a, what would you call that, sort of a baby blue.
It's a washed out.
Washed out. To me, it looks like you've broken out of prison in a laundry van and you've been provided.
What's your problem?
Well, I've gone and seen a doctor. I had to go to, not my normal doctor, the weekend doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
And he said, so what do you do? I go, oh, I work at Triple M. He's going, right, what do you do there? And I go, oh, it's a show. I know. And you go, here we can, come stroll. And then he goes, what sort of show? And I go, well, it's kind of a comedy show. And he goes, here's one for you.
Straight into it.
Right.
Not room for a blame card in that gap. Old Mrs. Schwartz. Don't you love a joke that begins with old Mrs. Schwartz? She's walking through the zoo. A snow leopard leaps over the fence and savages her to death.
Yeah.
So old Jaime Schwartz, and he gets to that point, and he looks at me, and this look of terror comes in his eyes, and he goes, oh, hang on, mate, you're not Jewish, are you? Because there's that sort of wearing glasses, slightly Woody Allen looking, could possibly be Jewish.
Yeah,
and I said, no, I'm not. So it was fine, and the joke continued, and it wasn't as offensive as I thought it was going to be.
How did it end? I mean,
what does Jaime Schwartz make of his dead wife and the leopard?
Let's just say he liked his money, that Jaime Schwartz.
Interesting angle.
I'm not going to go any further. But, you know, I just for once wish I'd had the guts to say, yes, I am Jewish, and my mother was killed by a snow leopard at the zoo. But I didn't do it.
It's a true story.
Anyway, what has been happening over the weekend? What about the bloke who stole a tank? That cheered me up.
I love it when these guys do that. He's going to be on most outrageous behaviour for the next 30 years.
Wells wildest police videos. This guy's just bought himself a ticket to the movies and to jail.
Love that guy. It says the tank was allegedly stolen from A1 Lift Truck Services, where it was available for hire and was popular with students who used it for school formals.
Legends.
Is that true?
Yeah. If you're going to gate crash, Abrams tanks the best way to do it.
Just for school in general, I reckon. Just for dealing with bullies. I've got a tank now!
All right.
He'd been charged with predatory driving.
Predatory
driving? What is that?
He wasn't lurking in the bushes.
Jesse Ventura anywhere nearby or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, get a tank. Ideal for stalking that difficult ex-girlfriend.
Get her attention.
Increase your predatory behaviour. His neighbours, the alleged bloke, his alleged neighbours said he had allegedly been a technician for Telecom, now Telstra, who received a compensation payout about 15 years ago after a head injury. Now, I'm not saying that there's any connection.
But isn't that the great Australian dream? To get hit in the head on the job and get a pension for the rest of your life?
Another head injury.
Is that the Australian dream now?
Sure. I thought it was a weekend with Crystal from Zoo magazine. According to Zoo, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So he's gone around just knocking over mobile phone power.
Legend.
With purpose. Apparently causing a massive 15% drop in drug deals and inane conversations about Kyle's appearance on Big Brother. That industry was winged for the night.
Oh, man.
And how did they stop him in the end? Capsicum spray.
How did they get up?
They chucked a couple of capsicum bombs through one of the slots on the side of the tank. There's a design flaw. I'm assuming maybe there wasn't capsicum spray back at World War II or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that our man of the year?
Hang on. How much sunscreen did he drink?
Yeah, that's true. That case isn't close.
You know, I met someone else that's done it. I was telling that story over the weekend at a party, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a girl. A girl, Richard.
Really? An actual girl?
A real girl.
Wow!
It's pretty much, I'll see you all about it later on. I'll post it on my MySpace, people want to read about it. And
She, I said, oh, what about that guy Steve Johnson? We're talking about footballers. He drank some sunscreen. She said, yeah, I've done that. What do you mean?
Really?
She said, I was on my roof, nude, full man, and I drank some of that coconut oil that you put on yourself. I said, how was it?
It tasted like Malibu. There's a lot more to that story.
Amazing, isn't it?
A lot more.
Hey?
Hey, there's a lot more to get to. That many fingers. Is that how long we've been talking? More coming up on Get There. Thank you. The Androids. A lot of love here again. This is a revelation on Triple M.
A bit Tron, that ending.
Wow. It's a Sonic Journey, man.
It was so modern when it came out, Tron. You've got no idea, Ed, how innovative it was when it came out.
Fluoro lights.
Oh, yeah.
Heads.
It was, we're going, this will never be topped. It still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're able to read their credit card signatures in almost every scene.
What?
Well, that lighting. The whole thing was lit by those black lights from the bank. Sorry, I'm not 100% today. I'm wacky on the antibiotics, but I'm here, damn it.
I like it.
People have been calling up Glenn, just one of many, saying the bloke has stole a tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a tank, it's an APC.
What?
It's an army personnel carrier.
It's got those treads on it. It's got a big gun hanging out the front.
It's not a tank.
That's a tank, dude.
We're losing listeners here, Ed.
For not knowing what an APC is.
If you're in the war and it was running over you, and you went, I'm being crushed by a tank. Another bloke, it's not a tank, it's an APC.
That's what you get. Please don't come after us, Glenn, if you're living in a bunker.
No. Yeah, go for the phone towers. Leave us alone. What else? I see down in Victoria, you've got, I'm sure everyone's talked about this, Premier Steve Brax's son.
Uh-oh.
Went on a 3-day drinking binge.
Oh, no.
Now, it's all been covered. Nothing new to say there, except I love how he basically provided blow-by-blow coverage on his own MySpace.
Brilliant.
Did you see
that? Brilliant.
So this, I'm having a few drinks tomorrow night to make Thursday come quicker, wrote Nick Brax on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Then at 5:23 on Wednesday, he posted, Jason! I'm pissed right now.
Yeah, man.
So Jason with 20 S's.
That's a sunscreen talking. I reckon you see the sunscreen a little bit too early.
So you're really pissed, but you've got time to...
Yeah,
that's important information you have to get onto the MySpace.
Shout out to Jake.
Wolfgang Van Halen might want to know what you're
learning, right? Yeah,
he's pissed, Jerry.
Five chicks.
But then, this has just made Nick Brax more popular because subsequently posted on his MySpace, pardon me, says Bianca, 24.
Oh, man.
You are naughty, famous, and hot.
Oh, yeah.
Are these lessons to be learned for our politicians?
Bianca.
Getting onto MySpace. Kevin Rudd.
Hey, Swanee, I'm so pissed right now.
People post you on Rudd's site, Mr. Rudd, you are naughty, famous, and hot.
Oh, man.
Yanker. That's the way to do it. What did you spot on the weekend?
Fucked up. I spent a lot of time watching the CI Network.
Oh, yes.
As we do. And I watched Knowing Me, Knowing You, the old Alan Partridge DVD.
Oh, brilliant.
Given to me by Richard Marvin.
Yeah.
Went out on Saturday night.
What happened?
Oh, man.
Anything for the MySpace?
Woo! Plenty for the MySpace. Can I say too much? And then I was at the gym yesterday, riding home, and there's I've got this sort of map of neighborhood cats from the gym to my house, which I try and, you know, pat, as it were. And there's this one which is always hanging around on, like, little, on a mailbox, signing itself.
It's not charging money, I hope.
No. I'm not paying money. And it was there, and I thought, oh, here we go, this is going to be good times. But around the corner came four top guys, like proper. But when I was young, I thought I was tough as well, and these guys were full, two-pack Shakur, T-shirts, you know, interesting haircuts with lines down the side.
Because they have the music. Well,
not a lot of walk clicking going on.
That's what gangs are meant to. Enough with the butterfly knives, guys. More of this.
I mean, they look like they're off to a dance fight with the sharks, mind you. But we're any wussier than a dance fight. But anyway. And they were walking along, tough as you like.
Yeah.
They walked past, and one of them went back and patted the cat.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
A ruffian with a heart of gold.
Oh, it's so good.
Near to Wells. What about Chopper Reed? Did you see him on the Sunday?
Oh, Uncle Chop Chop.
They had footage of him sitting in his flat watching Heath Franklin doing Chopper Reed. And Heath Franklin basically shilling for Chopper-style ringtone.
Yes.
And Chopper Reed's not getting a cut of it.
Uh-oh.
I don't think you want to be on the wrong side of Chopper Reed. And the interviewer was, because every time Chopper Reed gets interviewed, I'm sounding as that Neville Rand, but I'm going to forge on.
Oh, don't.
Every time Chopper Reed gets interviewed, a new guest seems to
come out.
Yeah.
You know, he's always got a few in reserve.
Oh, yeah. Plenty in the tank.
And this is a death. I think he'd seen someone being hung in prison. Check this out.
You know, a 13-year-old boy seeing a bloke hang himself.
I didn't see him hang himself.
No,
I saw him hanging. Hanging from God knows what, from the ceiling.
Yeah, so I don't think he was in prison at 13.
No.
I may have got that wrong. But nonetheless, here's something. This is what the interviewer said next. This is something I don't think you should say if you're standing next to Chopper Reed.
I'm just going to take a wild stab at you, Mark. But do you reckon that incident...
Don't do that!
No.
Don't say, I'm going to take a wild stab here.
I've made this shift, Chop. I thought I might just have a crack at you, if that's all right.
We need something for the promo.
Mate, all these sound bites don't work. We need a little bit of footage.
Oh, look, you know, we haven't had a single exclusive interview so far.
Well, until now.
One next?
Until now. Until Richard and I speak to Enrique Iglesias' manhood.
Next, I'll get this.
This maybe if I just talk really quietly like this for the whole show, go a bit dawny. Thrill Seekers.
Up your address.
Is get this brought to you by the Nissan Navara with its increased pulling and coughing power this morning. I'm not going to be stopped though. I'm going to keep talking rubbish. Important issues to cover off on. A lot of people calling in, Mark Mazzino for one, saying, Tony, it's Norgs, not Norgs.
Yeah, with a K at the end.
Well, see, in New Zealand, it's Norgs.
Mm-hmm.
Have I brought that? Have I attempted to import that into this country?
No, I always thought it was Norgs as well.
Look, and Nikki Hamilton, our producer, has finally been lured into our...
Brilliant.
Into our
swamp of Norgs.
It's Norgs. She's voting for Norgs.
With a G.
Norgs.
Yeah, it doesn't have any ring to it.
Yeah, but Norgs has my vote as well.
No one wants to see any Norgs. You want to see Norgs?
Where do you go for them?
Zoo
magazine has arrived.
Yeah. At the booty bank.
None of our listeners have got their eyes into the booty bank yet.
And hey, that might be my fault, because I haven't loaded that sketch of Richard's face up onto the website just yet.
I have to find somewhere to load it.
I know.
Our website's so confusing.
We'll give that a go.
Crystal's page today. Is this every week? Does it begin every week with a letter that says, Dear Crystal, I'm thinking of having a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend isn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
Should I let it go, or is there a chance it could still happen? Any tips? And, look,
Crystal, your girlfriend is imaginary.
And just waffles around. Dear Crystal, why do people say hot chicks are dumb? Says Steve of Colac.
Steve.
Replies Crystal, well, we know that's not true. I can read and write, can't I?
Well, that puts me at least with the second graders, so
problem about you lot. Dear Crystal, I'm having trouble coming up with an ending to my new Booker Prize-winning novel, Salman Rushdie. Can you help me? Well, maybe consider multiple narrators in a boob job.
Right, it's a J.D. Salinger. No, not.
Norgs, I think you'll find. Is it time for an exclusive interview with Cavalier?
Is it what? As we now have in Famous Magazine this week, Tone, as you'd be well aware, Enrique Iglesias has been unzipped.
Finally.
And he talks about his on-again, off-again relationship with Anna Kournikova, his missing mole, and most importantly, he clears up rumours about the size of his manhood.
Oh.
Now, we have obtained the only exclusive interview with Enrique Iglesias' manhood. Thank you for joining us.
Hola.
Would you like to clear up the rumours about your size?
It is like throbbing tree stump.
Is that an exact quote from the article?
No.
Well, what does he say about it in the article?
Well, I didn't get that far. You try getting past that picture.
That's true.
You know the picture I'm talking about, listeners, where there's a man who's kind of slightly biting his teeth together and looking at you like, oh, come to my villa. Let's cover ourselves in oil while I sing you and you wish, you know.
No, I don't.
Punch yourself to death.
But I think it was
rather than listening to the whole album.
Don't you look a bit like that on your own MySpace page?
I am not that windswept.
What did you think of that interview, Mr. Prime Minister?
No, that wasn't funny at all.
Oh. This, over the weekend, a new exercise bike for kids to use in front of a television has come under fire from a childhood expert.
Good idea.
The Fisher-Price Smart Cycle.
Yep.
Allows children to pedal their way through virtual mountains, fields, roads, and ride with virtual friends on the screen.
Yep.
So rather than get out and drive down a real road on your bike,
some real friends
in front of the telly, the virtual road, the virtual tree, the virtual friend.
Much better.
Is that a good idea?
Yep.
I think the answer is obvious. What they need to do is hook the exercise bike up to the normal TV and make it so the TV only works when the child is pedaling.
That's a
good idea. Isn't that the way to tackle obesity?
Absolutely. It's a brilliant idea.
So if that little kitty wants to watch Blue's Clues, he has to pedal for it.
I think that's a good idea. If you're pedaling through virtual trees, you're in need of some virtual bullying, I'm suggesting. Okay, we've covered the Norgs, not Norgs debate. Important stuff. But what about things, you know, we're always talking about stuff you watch on this show.
Yeah.
YouTube, DVDs, the telly. What about things you can't watch? Let's talk about that next.
It's the kind of desperates you try to avoid.
Around the nation. Yes, it is on Triple M with myself, Tony Martin, sounding a tad Dr. Melfi off the Sopranos this morning.
Looking a tad Dr. Melfi with a leather jacket.
Why not? Forging on. Fashion in the next hour. But, hey, what about to get this podcast? That forges on no matter what condition the participants are in. Number is up there now. What's in there? Well, there's Ed's exclusive interview with Gretel Colleen.
Oh, yes.
Alan Bro's in there. Peter Costello on drugs. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Details of Tony Martin's Funny Man feud. And, of course, the shallow end. A bit of show business talk. People wanting to know, where is the sketch about life on Mars, that show on the ABC?
Yeah.
When we went back to the 14th century with D.I. Tyler. That's on Podcast 100. To go back into the files, Podcast 100. They're all up on the Triple M website. What's the address?
triplem.com.au.
Or you can go to iTunes, where something weird's happening. Every time we add one at the top, like one of those pencils where you put a lead in at the top and one drops out the bottom, they start disappearing. I think we've lost a couple from the bottom.
Is that so like number 1 and 2 and 3?
Yeah, I think it's like there's only room for 101. We'll find out what's going on there, don't worry, listeners. But Richard, I know you had a look at Podcast 103. What did you think?
Well, I've got a song.
Look, Cecilia on the phone has made me a lemon and honey drink.
Ooh.
And apparently to obtain lemons. To obtain the honey, she had to raid Fitzy from the Melbourne Cages stash personally. So I don't know what's going on.
It's hive.
Yeah.
The Triple M hive.
And then to obtain lemons, she's climbed over the back fence of a property adjoining the station and stole them.
And the farmer's taking pot shots at her. Rifle.
That's called scrumping.
Scrumping?
That's what that's called.
She's come back with some scrap metal as well, which is nice.
Beautiful. So, Triple M, stealing from their neighbours.
Hey.
That's what we do.
You get neighbours.
Anything to get the shows to air. Hey, let's climb up Talkback Mountain. That's a bonita lemon drink.
What does that mean?
No, no, needs more honey. I think Cecilia's coming in.
He's on the case.
Roadie's off.
Right,
what are we doing here?
Things you can't watch.
Now, what are you not based on?
Well,
thank you, Cecilia.
Things.
Work on my condiments.
No, that's all right. Talk to Richard.
Wow, Fitzy gets the good stuff, doesn't he?
Is that birchwood?
This is legally imported.
Really?
From hives in Pakistan.
Now. I'm a bit. See, the problem is watching honey come out of its little squeeze pack is hypnotic. Everyone's just stopped and waiting. Come on, Tony, you're gonna have to give it more.
This is okay.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Fitzy's got the good stuff, obviously.
How much food is closed, Tony?
What about our producer? How much food has she got?
More than me these days.
More than me.
What's that about?
When's this baby?
Tony, give me that. Give me that honey.
Yeah,
you talk about the phone topic. I'll do this.
Okay, today we're playing what can't you watch?
Yeah.
Now, why are we doing this? Has there been something so horrible that you couldn't watch it? Was it Kyle on Big Brother last night?
Oh,
was it
tough going. But years of Galen have desensitized me to such things. But what we watch the CI network at home, right? On the Fox
Sure.
There you go, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Multitasking. And there's this show called Autopsy.
The opening shot.
Don't watch that.
It's just severed torsos.
Yeah.
a go-go at dinner time. Mm-hmm. And my flatmate loved it. And I can watch it. He gets very squirmish about it.
Yeah.
But we have a deal. Because I can't watch kissing scenes in TV and movies. The minute people look like they're going to get it going, it makes me sick.
This is why you were so anti the Transformers movie.
Yes.
How many kissing scenes are there in Autopsy? Because apart from Wardnogs, I don't know. Because these CSI shows, they desensitise people to autopsies.
But still, you know, people going the patch is just, you never believe that they actually like each other.
Mm.
Right. And you know that they're just, it makes me sick.
Yeah. I find what's even worse than the autopsies on these CSI shows is just the constant semen talk.
You know, everything.
It's licensed to talk about semen.
Every crime scene's just got a bucket of semen thrown over the top of it.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that, listeners. But you know what we're talking about if you watch the shows. He's quite right.
Yes.
Okay. What can't you watch? Here's one from years ago. Remember the Comedy Company?
Yeah.
Not the Comedy Company as a whole.
Okay.
The scenes where Ian McFadden was in bed with Marianne Faith, and he always had the tits out. He just wanted to call up the station and go, get that sheet up about 6 more inches, badges. We don't need to see the man boobs. That one, like 20 years later, that's still stuck in my head.
Burn the old retina.
Something I cannot watch.
Fair enough.
And I have a problem with syringes. Now, for someone who has to have massive amounts of blood taken out by a syringe, this is my inordinate iron levels. Mm. But I don't watch when they're doing that. No. I've usually got Zoo magazine when they're doing that. But on TV, always they have to show needles going.
I know.
I can't watch that.
Neither can I.
Autopsies. Man boobs.
People passing on.
What else can't you watch, Mr. I'm going to call you Mr. McFadden. Dear,
oh dear.
I must be ill.
David Rattenborough? What would you like me to...
David Rattenborough?
Rattenborough.
What was that character? The guy who works at the morgue. Constantly ratting the corpses. David Rattenborough. There he comes.
No, I have a fear of heights. And so whenever I watch, especially that scene of Ferris Bueller's Day Off where they stand up on that little podium and they lean against the pane of glass. There's no way that I can't watch that. And also, like, Entourage. I know, I've talked about this before, and I do like Entourage a lot of it, but there's just too much product placement. It's clear that, you know, to offset some of the costs of Deadwood and The Sopranos, HBO have had to, you know, make some money off the product placement.
Because it's hard to slip an iPod into Deadwood.
You can't log on to Yahoo.com in Deadwood.
That's true.
So there's just too much product placement for me to get.
Product placement, you're not digging.
Take the product placement out and I'll enjoy the show a lot more.
Something I can't watch anymore, cartoon movies where Robin Williams is doing the voices. I'm sick of them.
Aladdin.
No, see, I like Aladdin. I didn't mind Aladdin when it came out.
But there's always in that, the Dancing Penguin one. See an Abby Fit.
I think he does like more than one voice. Too many. For my liking.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Maybe
that's just me.
No.
I find it hard to watch Rogue since... Richard Martin was white-handed out, possibly due to his own big noting.
Lack of talent also.
Were you on last night? Because I'm enjoying both this year. I think they've improved it.
No, absolutely nothing last night.
Nothing.
Quite disappointing.
Wow.
But, you know, you never know. It's a long year.
Mm. Are you the only one not going to New York with
them? I'm one of the few being left behind.
Go on, isn't it? It's blown up in your face.
Yeah, we're going to New York, Rich.
Yep.
I'm still here. You're in the office.
No, we're in New York.
I'm committed to this show.
All right, what can't you watch? Maybe it's Tony Martin wearing tights on Thank God You're Here. Something I have a lot of trouble with myself. Give us a call, 133353. Just a girl. Coming back. Yes, I'll be talking rubbish with you in no time, people. That's what we do. We sit here and we leaf through the Zoo magazine on a Monday, and I just discovered that they chose the new Pussycat doll.
Right.
Paris Hilton's friend. And then, of course, Zoo magazine have got Angie's done a sex tape.
Got my vote.
Nikki Hamilton not impressed, our producer. She's a bit of a bitch.
Wow, it's so bizarre.
Were you on... None of us were asked to be on the selection committee for the new Pussycat doll, were we?
No, I mean, I auditioned for the actual role.
What about a new member of Human Nature? That'd be a good radio promotion.
Great. Rubbing shoulders with Toby.
It's time for Mother's Day.
Wow.
Where would Mother's Day be without Human Nature? Mm. It'd be shot. I love that. Our producer turns up our nose at us looking at the Norgs.
Mm.
That's right. Norgs. Not Norks. Norgs.
Whatever.
In Zoo magazine. But then seems to have an opinion about
on the,
which of the new Pussycat dolls is the best.
We're playing
contradictions, Nicky. Let's iron them out.
What can't you watch? What can you simply not watch, listeners? Who's going first?
Hello, Drew.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Wow. No, good. And what can you not watch?
Any movie, particularly romantic comedies, where they insist on having, like, fully live birth scenes. The worst offender at the moment is Knocked Up.
Push it to a new level. But you are. But I just don't think you can get around that scene. If somebody's having a baby and the movie's about having a baby.
Yeah, but you don't need to see it. They can be in the waiting room with cigars. They don't need to be in there
with the waiting room with cigars. Very good.
Now, Drew, I had a PE teacher that used to double as the sex ed teacher when I was at school. And every time it rained, we knew what was coming. We had to sit in the room and watch his tape of birth.
Oh,
you're
right. That's wrong.
35 minutes of birth with you, everyone. Rubber face, which was this kid whose face, you go, that kid doesn't have a face. Boing. Oh, there it is. Popped out.
Gee, are you glad you didn't go to that school?
Unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely. That's
really?
Yeah. That's scarring for life. Yeah. I don't want kids anyway, but that kind of thing, I think I might have done something a little more drastic about it.
That's a very odd. Did he wind it back? Here he comes again.
Old rubber face.
So hard to get. There he is again.
Thank you, Drew.
Okay.
Josh?
Hi, fellas. How are we?
Excellent. What can't you watch?
I stumbled across a show on MTV a couple of weeks ago. It's called Scarred. Basically, what it is, it's a whole heap of injuries caused by skateboarding and BMX biking. Head smashing on concrete and massive cuts requiring hundreds of stitches.
And this is called Scarred.
Yes, it's on for MTV.
And Josh, do they have the gear sound effects?
No, sadly not. No funny voiceover either.
You've got to have standards. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Josh. The compound fracture, which is when the bone sticks out of the skin, is the most squirmish of all injuries.
All right. We're ranking injuries now. Yeah, this is what we do.
Thank you, Josh. Hello, James. How are you? James, hey. G'day, mate. What can you not watch?
Grey's Anatomy or Ugly Betty.
Is someone forcing you to sit through these shows?
Yes, my younger sister.
All right. Tell me something, James. Yes. In the McDreamy McSteamy debate, where do you stand?
No comment.
Brilliant.
Outside with a copy of Zoo. Yeah. What would you rather be watching at that time?
Anything on CI Network.
CI Network.
What's up,
CI Network? Is it at the same time as 60 Minutes?
Which one? The CI Network's
on? The whole Ugly Betty
business. Ugly Betty, yeah. I think
what was on? What were you telling me was on 60 Minutes last night, Mr. Martin?
There was a story on the pyramids.
Yes.
And also on the Choir of Hard Knocks.
No, there's another one you were telling me.
Jeff Clark.
Yeah. Some great football footage there.
Some fantastic football footage of him in Warrnambool just king hitting about 9 or 10 guys in this amazing grand final. The rest of the story pretty unsavoury, but some pretty good Funniest Home Video footage in that grand final.
Can I ask, James, would you rather watch Jeff Clark headbutting people for an hour or Ugly Betty?
Jeff Clark.
There you go. There's the show.
Great Channel 9 special.
Hello, networks. Get to work on that one.
Thank you, Dave. Hello, Brett.
How you going?
What can you not watch, my friend?
Death Becomes Her with Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn.
Oh, it's a bit like when they fall down the stairs.
Yeah, I'm leaving
the
birth today because I got the day off work. Yeah. I was watching Scary Movie 4, and they've got a scene, the Million Dollar Baby.
Yep.
And that's just multiple neck breaking.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's funny, Brett, because when I think it's a Goldie Hawn's head turns right around.
Oh, that makes me cringe even when you talk about it.
But Brett, it still looks more realistic than the Fantastic Four guy.
It does, actually.
It looks more realistic than the plastic surgery she has now.
Wow.
Poor Shadow Burr and
I. I think it's the sound, too.
It is.
That crunch.
Yeah. It's a fun job to have making those sounds, but not so fun to watch. Are you at home today? Sick, you say, Brett?
No, I've got the day off, and I'm just watching DVDs.
Oh, what's on the pile?
I've already watched The Ringer.
Oh, with Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
No good?
It's all right.
Yeah. it's all right. It's one of the better pretending to be retarded movies out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's
a bit of a Rocky movie splastics, actually.
And double feature, what's coming next?
Saw 3, I'd say.
Saw 3, all right.
20 minutes new footage.
Okay, so you can't handle the gory footage in Scary Movie 4 or a Goldie Hawn film.
No, just the cracking noises.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Sorry, off your own league. Fine, all right. Well, have fun. Thank you very much.
Hello, Penny.
Hello.
What can you not watch?
I can't watch reality TV shows where they make the contestants eat things like fish eyes and bull testicles.
Yeah, I know. There's obviously a huge supply of these testes for these programs.
Oh, we're oversupplied.
I'm picturing a testy caddy, like the you know, the cab driver has for his coin. Flip a few more out.
A dispensing machine.
I think it's the medication speaking. I don't know why. I'm picturing that.
It's disgusting. All right, then. Thank you, Penny. Thank you, everyone that called in.
I don't believe it. It's never happened before.
Yeah.
We're actually running to time.
Yeah, and
when?
What else has never happened before?
And Greg Fleet is actually here. The newsroom will be called their pants down. Hey, can you help us?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm excited. I watched a show last night called Clark on the Park After Dark. That was pretty good.
Yes, obviously the key to the new TV season is more Jeff Clark.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can see what you're thinking. I wouldn't go saying it in this time slot. Yeah, more Greg Fleet in the next hour.
It couldn't possibly be the work of mere mortals.
Physical comedy.
Yeah, there goes my Circus Soleil bit.
Yeah. And I see what we are doing this hour. We're talking about improvised fashion ideas.
Yeah.
Because your jumper pants has taken off. We'll often get people just showing up on the floor of the station wearing jumper pants.
Throw them out. They're wearing
blue moves.
Oh, they're
in the show. And people want your jingle for a ringtone.
Oh, they can have it.
No. You don't want any royalties?
I want some.
It works for crazy frog, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
He's loaded now.
The rich frog in the park.
He bought Sam Newman's old place with a big picture of Miss Piggy on the window. They're just improvising brilliance.
Yeah. It's working for Heath Franklin at Chopper Reed. Did you see on the Sunday show yesterday? There he is shifting Chopper ringtones while the real Chopper sits at home. Nothing is revenge.
I've been doing gigs with Chopper Reed.
With the real Chopper Reed?
Oh, with Heath Franklin and Chopper Reed. With the real Chopper Reed.
Yep.
He does this thing on Monday night with the comics, but I've done a couple of them recently. And he's actually a really lovely guy. If you know his wrong side. But the other night, we're doing gigs and... we sort of play up this thing. He's also got a bodyguard. He's this really lovely guy called Tony. He's covered in tats.
Yeah, he looks great.
And he just walks around behind us all, and like, you know, he'll come up to me and stand for real. And I get right in my personal space, and I'm like, sort of play up to all that. And Tony's actually a really lovely guy. But the one says, Chocolate, what did you say? In the middle of something I was talking about, and I went, oh, nothing's coming. And he came over and he went, what did you say? And he had this look in his eyes, and I went, oh my god. And he grabbed me, and he had this massive ring in his hand, and he just bashed me on the head. And he went, that's because you're being a bit of an idiot, isn't it, mate?
Right?
And I went, oh my god, oh my god, I have pushed Chopper over the edge. I said something, he's misinterpreted what I've said, and I knew he was about to punch me again. And I could hear the cannon, so I went, I'm about to get punched in the head by Chopper Reed. in front of people, and he did it again. And he went, yeah, that's because you're being an idiot, okay. You're just going to stop being such an idiot. And I was going, and I was, you could see because it was being filmed, and I don't want to make a pilot, a TV pilot. So I go white. All the colours going down my face. I was terrified. Then he pulled me in closer and gave me a short one to the ribs, which was really solid. And for the rest of the show, he went for another 4 minutes. I was like, just couldn't speak. I was terrified, absolutely terrified. And I went up to him after the show and I went, hey, I've chopped it on to play something that, you know, that pushed me in. Yeah, man, I was just looking at it, giving me a big hug. He's going, nah, it's good entertainment, you know. I have never been so terrified. Because I just thought,
wow. And this is a pilot for a TV show.
Yeah, and so it's being filmed live. You know, there's a whole audience of people going, he's done something to Chopper. And I was freaking out.
Well, I think we can see who they can replace Red with on the next Australia's Got Talent. Come, Leaf guy.
Oh, yeah.
The top of the head.
He'd be great. Chopper would be great as a judge on some of those shows where they've got, you know, they've got the nasty.
Well,
you know,
maybe this is the answer. This is a good idea. And more to come in this hour. Get this. Get this around the nation. Yes, compose yourselves, everybody. It's the second hour on Triple M, and I should point out that this hour doesn't go out in Adelaide.
How come?
We cannot explain it. But our Adelaide listeners are not very happy about it. We get so many emails about this. Andrew Krupe is the latest person who wants to give Triple M
one right up the bracket.
Or dropping our second hour in Adelaide. We'll get on to that. I'm not quite sure why it is. Greg Flea, that's the voice.
But he's I love that he's just openly corrupt, but in a good way.
That's right.
Do you like that show?
I don't mind it, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
It's I just think the answer is other periods of history. Make it more like Time Tunnel.
Like actually having to go back to, like, you know, ye olde.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
That'd be the go. But is it all going back to, I think, John Thor and the Sweeney, who was the bloke who used to come into a room and say, shut it!
Yeah.
That was his catchphrase.
Shut it, you toilet! I'll cut you up.
You're going over there to that side of the world, Greg. Are you off to Edinburgh this year?
I'm off to Edinburgh. I'm off to Singapore.
Singapore, is this a cliche or something that's not true? You always hear that the censorship is really tough in Singapore. Certain things you can't say on stage.
Well, certain things you can't do, like strap a kilo of heroin to your body.
No, they're
not keen on it. And there was the whole thing about chewing gum. Remember that?
Yeah, was that true?
Apparently it was. And apparently then it went away. And I think it's come back again. Well, you're not allowed to have chewing gum because, you know, you chuck it on the street. Or, you chuck it out on the street. So they're very obsessed with cleanliness and everything has to be, you know, clean and wonderful. But I think the chewing gum thing has been banished. I think you're allowed to have chewing gum. I'm not exactly sure. But someone, I remember a stand, I can't remember who it was, used to this thing about that means there'd be like gum barons living in the
city. Yeah, what do you want? Hubba bubba. Juicy fruit,
you know, like opening their jackets. Yeah, this string of different kinds of chewing gum.
It was Andrew Goodwin that you're talking about there.
Was it? I thought it might have been Derek Casey.
No, maybe it was, but...
It certainly wasn't you or I, but we're repeating the material. I'm repeating the material.
It's finished now that the Hubba Bubba legislation has finally gone.
Oh, they finally passed that through.
Yeah, you're off to Edinburgh. What show are you taking over to them this year?
I'm taking over a new show. We actually, I'm doing a show with Mick Moriarty, and we actually got a director and you know, wrote a show and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So what I usually do.
Oh, Pirates of Penzance?
It's like Pirates of Penzance, but it doesn't have John English in it.
And, you know, how, I haven't been there since 1999. How competitive does it get? How bitchy does it get backstage? And are you out flying your own show? Do you stand in the street just chucking flies at people as they walk past?
I didn't used to. I did the first year I went there, and then I developed a bit of a reputation as a talent. And so people used to come, so I didn't have to do that, which was great. But having not been there for about 7 years, I think
You might find the fleet man lowering his standards and standing on the street going, oh, please, God. Please, I don't want to do it to three people.
And as we talked about it before, if people haven't been there, I mean, it's hard to explain just how many shows there are. There's something like 1,500 comedy shows on it.
This year there's 2,000. 2,004 or something like that.
But is there just, I mean, where is there rooms for all these shows? I mean, people must be having shows in their front rooms.
People do. They do shows in bizarre places. Like, you know, someone did a show in a telephone booth and someone did a show in a car.
And the shows just go all day. Like, the first show will be 11:30 in the morning and one venue will have 20 shows on.
Yep. There you go. It's flat out. And it's, you know, it's pretty cool. It's an amazing place to be. I know for me in the past, like this year, I don't particularly think my show's going to go through the roof. I'm not going to win any awards or anything like that, but to me, it's about getting revitalised, and it really is inspiring to be around that many good acts. You actually, you know, it is inspiring. You've been over there.
It is inspiring to get to be around so many great acts and stand with them as they read the reviews, going, "How did he get 4 stars?"
Yeah, that's inspiring. And you get the odd person who gets, you know, every now and then you get someone who gets like a 3-star review. And everyone photocopies their reviews and sticks them up around the place to show people. Like, you get the odd person getting like a 3-star review. Adding another star onto it, and then putting it up around there.
That was a story a few years ago.
It happens every now and then. Like, someone will just try it on, but because comics are so self-obsessed, anyone who tries it on, they get caught straight
away. That's right. I remember after that happened, there were so many jokes about his new show. The Four Little Pigs! The Four Musketeers! It's a bitchy old business, and when you're over there, we might get you to do some live crosses.
Well, I'd love to do that.
What time you'd have to be doing them, but...
Knowing my reputation, it'd be more like live north.
Yeah. Steady on. Just some of the gold he's exporting to the other side of the world. More in a moment, I'll get this. Yes, that's Lincoln Park here at Get This Around the Nation. Greg Fleet is sitting in. Just hello to anyone just waking up. I'm told that this is a breakfast show for a lot of students and unemployed people.
I like that. You know, this week I've had about 5 people say to me, you're on Monday.
Yes.
I had one person offer to pick me up and drive me.
Is that right?
Yeah. If you're at that coffee shop again, I'll pick you up. I'll come by at the same time, pick you up and drive you.
Well, the last time you were here, we cleared up a few things. The method by which you murdered Daphne on Neighbours. Other issues.
I've been maintaining that you threw a brick at her.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's not true, though, is it, Greg?
No, it's not true, but I wish it was. The half brick is an Aussie weapon.
That's right, the half house brick. Hey, go here. Our boys at Gallipoli had half house bricks. That would have ended a lot differently.
Because I was thinking that after that, we could bring out some merchandise. You're a hardware dog in another incarnation.
In your home hardware.
The yellow dog. Yeah. Nothing like a Greg Fleet signature half brick.
Oh, yeah. You squeeze the brick in a certain way and it says stuff like, what? I'm wearing a muumuu.
So many.
Where's my jumper pants?
Oh, we'll get to jumper pants, don't you worry. So many great credits from your past we seem to get through. Everyone remembers you as Delivery Man number 2 in episode 517 of Prisoner.
I talked about that on radio in Canberra because the guy had heard it on here.
Right.
And it was a related station.
Okay.
And he wanted to know about, you know, Delivery Man 2 and I explained it. Just try and find Delivery Man 1. But I thought there's no way that guy would come forward and go, I was Delivery Man 1.
Wow. Especially after what you've said about
him. Exactly. About the bitterness of
he's doing Hamlet on Broadway, isn't he?
No, I think he's working in a ham and cheese roll shop on Broadway in Sydney.
Sandwich maker number 1, though.
Oh, number 1. I think you're fine if you check the script. Sandwich maker number 1, sandwich maker number 2. And anyway, it wasn't like I was adding in lines of dialogue. It was a strict script. You know, I must have been a bit of business. I must have been tap dancing while he spoke, juggling oranges or something.
What's the new credits from you, Greg?
I'd love some new
credits. Well, you told us I don't remember you being in the comedy company.
Yeah, I was in the comedy company. I don't remember me being in Thank God You're Here, but people keep coming to me and saying, oh, I saw you on Thank God You're Here, you're great.
Who do they think you are?
I don't know, someone who was great. But there's only one way to solve this, and that's to get me on Thank God You're Here.
No, you just have to walk through that door.
Oh, I'd love to do it. I would love to do it, but they don't want me, you know what?
Why's that?
I don't know. I'm just hoping you had something really funny to say, and clearly not.
But what were you doing on the comedy? I don't really see you in the comedy company.
I was in it quite a few times, not as a regular thing. I didn't have a catchphrase.
No, right.
My catchphrase, if I had one, would be, "We're in the living room here." That's just why I just want that to be my catchphrase. I just, you walk in, there's a scene going on with the mum and dad, and I walk in, open the door, they stop talking, everyone claps and cheers,
yeah.
And I just sort of stand there for a while waving, and then come in and go, "Mum and dad, we're in the living room here."
Exactly. Well, what sort of stuff are they have you doing on the comedy
card? Probably the most memorable thing. Shanksy pointed out that I did some hairdresser sketch where I had a hairdryer as a gun.
Right. But when you saying you were in Bross?
Yeah, that was my, as I was going to say, that was my number one sketch was I was in a Bross sketch with Peter Rosenthal, which was a send-up of one of their songs. And I was the drummer, and I remember I had to play drums, and one stage hit the drum, and my drumstick, flew away. And I was like, whoa, crazy drummer. And we were on trampolines, bouncing up and down.
Peter Rosenthal, he's been on, thank God, you're here. I think what the problem is, you just don't big note yourself enough, Greg. Richard Martin has a foolproof technique, and we've had a lot of requests to play this again because we can't put it on the podcast for copyright reasons. But what Richard will do is he'll just show up at an industry do or a function. He'll just target a big name.
Oh.
He's always got a guitar with him. He'll just walk up to someone and say,
so as soon as the Anna Nicole Smith lyrics started, I went, ooh, this could end in a strange way.
Yeah, it wasn't there. Before she was, they had an Anna Nicole plot on Law and Order last week.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that was bizarre. Imagine if this, was a sort of moving story, which was actually, at the time, everyone laughing about it.
Yeah.
But it was like a moving story. And imagine if it ended in murder.
Oh.
And you just go, all right, so imagine if it was just totally different than it really was.
But it was too hard. You know, you couldn't take it seriously with David Cross to buy it from Arista Development.
No way.
Playing her manager.
No way.
They had was great. All right, we're going to talk fashion. We've been off for too long. That'll be next.
No, that wasn't funny at all.
Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. My voice is almost completely back.
Only started off
thanks to the magic lemons stolen by Cecilia on the phone.
Where did you get them? From that street just there?
Went out the back
of the station. That used to be my house. That lemon tree was the house that I lived in with my family, and people used to come all the time and get lemons.
You used to live next door to Triple M.
Well, basically, I'd live just down that side of the street there. It's about 5 or 6 houses.
And still turned up late.
No, back then I used to turn up on time.
But you know what?
The weird thing was,
having a
I had that. I moved into that flat, and I thought, wow, I'm so close to Triple M now, I'll never be late. And then I got a job in Adelaide. I got a job in Triple M. I'd love one. I live right next door. They went, in Adelaide.
All right. Well, Winfrey came in, and a few visits back, he launched this idea. That jingle's become a ringtone now. We need a new jingle for that, I reckon.
The European one is the European one was different. It was kind of yumpa pantin, it's the fashion of the fountain, which basically meant that if fashion was a fountain, out of that fountain would come jumper pants. Yumpa pantin is the fashion of the fountain.
I don't buy that.
No, you know what?
That's made up.
It's made up, totally made up.
We need some new, I reckon the juice is almost out of the jumper pants tank. We need some new fashion ideas. Turn your jacket inside out.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Turn your jacket inside out, create a new liner-style jacket.
Yeah.
There's a liner on the outside. That's a bit of fun.
Turn your jacket inside out, give the ladies something to talk about. Inside out jacket!
It's got a bit of a speed to feel about it, that idea.
You turn it inside out. I'll tell you what is really amazing, and I've done this. I had my mother's, I think it was a rabbit fur, I'm not sure, but it was a fur coat.
Yes, yep.
Turned that inside out, no shirt, put it on. It's the weirdest, kind of stinkiest feeling, because you've got this weird sort of fur. It is amazing, the feeling. But of course, it involves killing animals.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So this was back in the day when it was still cool to kill your animal.
When it was fashionable.
I wore it to a school function in 1979. I wore the pair of pants and the inside out. So I really did look very. I looked very Rolling Stone, girly Rolling Stone.
Oh yeah.
I was good. I got some lady action.
Oh man.
Let me tell ya.
Oh man. Well, what else didn't get you? Some lady action in Cavalier.
Now the reason I bring this up is my new flatmate Miro, who's a little bit of a girl's name.
Ooh.
He came in the other. He's got long hair, and he came in the other day, and he took his headband off, and he put it on the table, and he walked out of the room, and it was smelling a bit. So I went over to have a quick look at it, and I thought, looks like a regular headband. I came back and I said, bro, what's your headband? Like, it looks, have you? He said, oh, I made it. I had a pair of boxers that couldn't really be worn anymore.
So
I cut around the crotch area because they're elasticized and just. And
the gusset.
Yeah, the gusset.
Oh, gusset head.
I cut out the gusset and I used that as a headband.
You can't be wearing, you cannot go gusset head. That is wrong.
So he's all gusset.
The headband. Mr. Marsden, what ideas are you cooking up down at your evil Carl Lagerfeld style fashion volcano?
The Phil Spencer compound.
Who's Phil Spencer?
Phil Spencer is he's a mixture between Phil Spencer and.
Oh, hello, baby!
Frank Spencer.
Yeah, Frank Spencer is.
Oh, I've run out of ammunition! Oh, she's got her own teeth on.
Wall of Barrett. No,
Wall of Barrett.
A friend of mine doesn't like the way that his wife's Ugg boots scuff the carpet. They sort of scuff the carpet and turn it the other way and make them look kind of dirty. Mm. So what he's forced her to do is wear Explorer socks over the Ugg boots.
Over the Ugg boot?
Yes.
Over boots. Sock over boots.
So when she walks around, she doesn't scuff the carpet in that particular pattern. So
wow. Bizarre. Explorer socks. That's first ever worn by Vasco Dejama.
Vasco Dejama. He invented Explorer socks.
Yeah, that's why they call it Explorer socks. Not just, sitting around in a boat top.
Vasco Dejama.
He wore them when he went underneath. Basically, no one had ever done it before. He was the first guy to sail underneath Africa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love Vasco Dejama. Remember his band, Dejama Rama? Oh, no. Sleep,
Oh, dear, rubbing up on him.
Put me out of my misery. Call us up. over boots,
jumper pants.
Just an inside jacket. What is your improvised fashion concept that might just take off? You know what those gurus like. 133353. With Desire here at Get This Around the Nation. We're talking fashion today because, you know, we're wondering if, you know, jumper pants are just 5 minutes ago. You know what they say?
Yeah, well, I've volunteered to wear everything that we talked about before all at once for a photo on the website.
So maybe we can add some more.
Oh, yeah.
More ideas.
Some listeners have got some ideas. I'll chuck them on.
G'day, Phil.
G'day, gents. How are we?
Talk us through the fashion, bro.
Yeah, if it's you're wearing board shorts,
yeah,
a bit cold,
yeah,
footy socks, right up, and tuck the board shorts in.
Yeah,
not too trendy. I don't think you'd be picking up much in them, but.
Oh, look, it sounds fantastic. Yeah, so, basically, you'd have to have footy socks, wouldn't you? Like long socks.
Yeah, long football socks, yeah.
And your long boardy.
Yep, that's the one. And then work on a pair of sandals, you're good to go.
Well, I was thinking if you couldn't get sandals, a couple of tennis rackets on the feet, you know, you can cross the sand, not unlike your snowshoe thing.
Well, that's right. It works well up here in Queensland, so.
What's happening up in Queensland today?
Gold Coast, mate. Beautiful day. I'm sitting in the park down at Burley.
Tell me something, Phil. Are you going to be voting one Warwick Capper when he runs for mayor?
I think I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, well, people are mocking now, but once the campaign takes off...
That's right. I see him quite regularly, actually. He's got some nice snakeskin pants, that guy.
But isn't he in the meter-made gear most of the time these days?
I didn't see that, but he does a few other things, but I haven't seen him around lately.
Well, we're saying if he's willing to wear that gear full-time, along with a sash that says Mayor at all the chamber meetings...
He's got our vote.
We're going to get right behind him.
Thank you, Phil, for the Queensland Winter Collection. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Excellent, mate. What's your bit of fashion?
G-string, but use it as an eye patch.
Okay. It just appeals to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How can you have such a great idea and not do it? That's brilliant.
I actually don't own any
G's,
and I feel a bit weird
wrapping
through the
wife's drawers. Yeah. You buy yourself a leather one, John. It'd be perfect. It'd be lovely. Lovely little bit of eye patch work there.
Well, you just go into a shop and say, can I wear your G-strings? Can I try a couple on? And just put them on your head.
You can confuse them because I wouldn't know whether you're a pirate or a panty sniffer.
Exactly.
It can be two things. That's tomorrow's show. Pirate or panty sniffer. Going next then.
Siobhan, how are you?
Siobhan.
Hello, Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Calling us from Hillsville with a great idea.
Boys.
Oh, how are you, Siobhan?
That's Ross.
Oh, Ross.
Oh, Ross. Not me.
I can understand the mix-up.
That's an easy mistake to make. What's your idea, Ross?
I get cold underfoot down here in Victoria, and I live in a house with floorboards, so I popped down to the local shop to check out the carpeting scenario, and at $38 a square metre, a little out of my budget. Uh-huh. So I bought one square metre, and I cut out... two little shoe-shaped bits and stapled a little bit of elastic over the side. Oh. And now I have carpet sandals wherever I go.
The rubber
underneath. Yeah,
that you can wear that outside.
They are good and easy to clean.
Oh, man, that's brilliant.
In the back.
You better go and copyright that right away.
I'm picturing myself wearing all of this stuff at once in the photo.
Just showing up on stage opening night in Edinburgh.
Oh, nice. Yeah. With the ultimate Aussie outfit.
This is what everyone's wearing down under.
Oh, yeah.
Just launch some half bricks at them.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Ross. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent, sir. Your fashion tip?
Pretty much what I was thinking is with your pants, you can put one leg in one end of the in one pant,
mm-hmm.
and turn the other leg inside out, mm-hmm. and put the other leg in that pant.
I'll try this, and it's very hard because you've got to twist
across here.
Twist across here, you don't end up with it.
The only thing about that, Greg, is, you might be in for a bit of a wedgie.
Yeah.
And what you're thinking, Matt, that you can make them, you don't have to wash them for doubly as long?
Yeah, then all you have to do is, I suppose it's just like the old jocks thing where you used to turn them inside out. You could just, you know, turn one leg inside out, turn the other leg back the other way, and then you've got a new pair of pants.
Good on your mat. Invert the entire process.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Like the old put rock flats film where Walt turn the jocks inside out and then back the front.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. It's great when the listeners get us onto movies.
Good job, man.
All right, well, that could work. Carl Lagerfeld, can you see him wearing that as he gets around? I mean, he is a monster after all.
You see an animated corpse.
What's going on with the high collars?
Oh, he's hiding.
He's hiding. Is something going on down there?
Yeah, it's like the drawn together. He's hiding something that, he's got monstrous bits. Tentacles and stuff that come out.
Carl Lagerfeld's monstrous bits. Tomorrow, I'll get this. Who's going next?
Graham, are you there?
Oh, Matt?
Matt. Jeremy.
Good on you, man. Making up names. So what's your fashion idea?
Socks and thongs.
Yeah, well, I guess socks and sandals have been done.
Sandals,
you mean socks and sandals? Just a pair of socks. A pair of socks. Oh, with the thongs over the,
You got to wedge that bit in, though. Right. Yeah.
That's what you wear to work as a concreter. What a thong.
Oh, really?
And one more, there was an episode of Happy Days where once Chachi wore a bandana on his left leg, and I don't know why that never took off.
I've done that.
Punky Brewster did it for a while.
Just Punk and Brewster. I've done it. I've worn the bandana around the side.
Yeah, well.
But also, if you get bitten by a snake, you're every once step ahead.
Yeah, already stopped the blood flow. Millie Vanilli did it for the Blame It on the Rain film clip as well.
Yeah. I saw them last night on Whatever Happened To.
And? One of them is dead.
And the other one has finally put out a record, under his own name and all that kind of stuff. Oh. It actually made me feel sorry for them. To the point where I sent them a jumper each, and they're now wearing the
same instructions. All right, well, thank you, everyone. Thank you very much, everyone. Great ideas. We need to get you into all of those.
Yep, and photo.
Get it up on the website.
Right,
there's your poster for Edinburgh.
Oh,
good ideas. But what have our politicians been forgetting now?
Oh, yeah.
They're getting very forgetful. We'll find out next on Get This. Joe breaking up. No, they're not. That's the name of the song here. Thank you very much. Who have we got here? Greg Fleet.
Chappelle turned 30 the other day.
Yes.
I was mentioning that.
Now, is that a close-up photo of Chappelle wearing a birthday hat?
He's got the sort of like hilarious pointy little birthday hat nearby and with the whistles and everything.
Okay.
He's got one of those on his face that says...
Please don't put a silly caption on this in Zoo magazine.
Yeah, I've touched a lot of eyebrows in the last 5 years.
And if you'd like to send Chappelle a birthday present, you can do that. Chappelle Corby, Kira Bogan Prison.
Kira Bogan Prison.
Oh, sorry, Kira Bogan
Prison. Oh, right. It has mixed up.
Pardon me.
And be careful what you send her.
Now, John Howard, I mean, it's not often you feel sorry for the bloke, but that whole business of him forgetting the name of the member, I mean, we can barely remember the names of the people we're just talking to.
We called Matt Chavon.
Yes. Yes, that's a bit of an oversight, yes. But we're not sitting members, but we do have, I think, in case you missed the footage of John Howard forgetting that person's name the other day, here it is.
The candidate in Franklin, Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Her name? The candidate in Franklin, Prime Minister.
I support all of my candidates.
What's her name?
I've forgotten it.
Come on, Mr. Howard, the candidate for Franklin is...
Oh, Bob Dylan.
No, come on, John.
English.
No, it's not John English, it's a woman. Her name is...
Mariana.
No, it's neither of those.
I support all of my candidates.
Can you name one of them?
Reebok.
No, your candidate's the...
Flintstones.
No, they're...
Vegetables.
No.
Shorts.
Wrong again.
Fruit Loops.
Mr. Howard, can you recall your own name?
Yes.
Well, what is it? Well?
I've forgotten it.
Mr. Howard, I'll give you one final chance. The candidate for Franklin is...
Bad for the environment.
All right.
Not as good for the environment.
Oh, okay.
Too much electricity and interferes with marine life.
All right, Prime Minister.
I support all of my vegetables.
Made a tiny boy come out of me, I think.
Okay, important to know during the lunch hour.
clear as day.
Get this around the nation. Brought to you by the Nissan Navara. What a 4x4. Long, deep, and wide tray. And one fruity.
And it's got pulling back.
Hey, but speaking of great ideas, sick of jumper pants? Then try Euro jumper pants. Never say to drop a read when you're interviewing him.
I'm going to take a while to step in, mate.